Good morning, everyone, and welcome into this community update. It's Thursday, so we're going to be loaded and rolling, and nobody knows how to do that better than the one and the only Thomas Wasson. Thomas, thank you for joining me this morning.
Always a pleasure to be on. Getting the hype here for Thursday. A lot of good stuff to talk about. Oh, man, I had something about spicy freight takes, but it escapes me. Usually they're not like, when the spicy freight takes happen, it's kind of an immaculate freightception. It doesn't just, you know, it begets itself. So it is can be kind of hit or miss.
Well, another thing that can be hit or miss is Knight-Swift. And they just had their president and CEO, David Jackson, step down. Thomas, can you kind of break down what this transition period is going to look like for Knight-Swift and what this is going to mean for them moving forward and maybe a name or two that they might go after to replace him?
Well, I think that, you know, in this edition of Loaded and Rolling that we're talking about, one CEO has stepped down and another person has been promoted to a CEO and is thus stepping up. So we got the big moves edition. This one is important because if you recall with Knight-Swift, they had kind of a little bit of a bumpy earnings season, you know, moving out of the third-party insurance, taking a big loss on that, and then additional problems in the truckload space because of low rates. But, you know, President and CEO David Jackson stepping down is it's a big deal, but to many analysts, they're not too concerned, but it may more signal a pivot. So talking a little bit about David Jackson, what he has accomplished, you know, he completed a lot of mergers and acquisitions. If you're talking about Knight-Swift becoming Knight-Swift, he was one of those that Knight Transportation acquired Swift Transportation. So that was one of the big ones for $6 billion. And 2021 expanded into LTL, AAA Cooper for $1.35 billion, and then MME in December. And if you also remember the U.S. Express purchase back in March of 23 for $808 million. So when we're looking at that, we see a lot of expansion. But at the same time, whenever you suddenly see a CEO and president step down, leaving, you know, it does signal after a few quarters of choppy waters that maybe a pivot or a change is coming. And from what I've understood and what I've read, it appears to be that the focus will be more on LTL instead. So, you know, when we're looking to talk about how to your company interacts with investors, that may be one of the things we're going to see. And so it's almost like maybe he had to fall on his sword after a few bad quarters, and then they're going to bring in someone fresh to see if they can shake it around and move it in a different direction, which is typical with large enough truckload carriers because the truckload cycle for only trucking is a wild ride. It's a roller coaster, not only of emotions, but profits. But LTL, on the other hand, it's harder to do. It's more complicated. You have a lot of moving parts, makes more margins, but also is there to offset some of the choppiness if you're thinking of your business in terms of moving parts and mix.
Speaking of roller coasters, like you mentioned earlier, one CEO stepping down and another being promoted to CEO. Shelley Simpson has just been named the CEO over at J.B. Hunt. She has been the president for almost a year and a half now, a little over. Thomas, can you kind of walk us through her promotion and what this is going to look like for J.B. Hunt?
Well, I think it's a big deal. Not only is she a CEO of company, she's going to join the board of directors. This also comes in the announcement that two board members are retiring. So there is going to be some more board of directors added. Management has talked about hopefully adding folks from outside J.B. Hunt. But Shelley Simpson's been with the company for over 3 decades, had a long career. You remember 2007, she helped take over the brokerage and get that started moving off the ground, the integrated capacity solutions and everything. And it's a big deal as well in trucking as a whole. I know Women's History Month is coming, and also having a female in a traditionally male-dominated space, it's a really big move, and it's a well-earned move as well. So I think investors, especially when we're looking at promotions, this is going to send a good message, as in we trust our culture. We're able to move talent within the organization. We have a pipeline for successful people, a proven track record. J.B. Hunt, if you don't know, is mixed modal. They have their intermodal in addition to a truckload fleet and dedicated and brokerage capacity solutions. So we have a similar profile to like a Knight-Swift, but You know, when you think about J.B. Hunt, you think about like maybe a large trucking fleet. They're actually really big into the intermodal space as in a percentage of their company mix. So, you know, having someone to be able to manage all of those moving parts and promote from within is a big deal. It's a publicly traded company. So whenever we do have these moves, there's always a little bit more reading in between the lines. And I think this is an example of just like we've seen with Knight Swift, but a more positive note in that we're going to continue expanding in this multimodal footprint, because it's fascinating when you think about it. Pure play trucking, like your Heartlands and your Werners, they're heavily exposed to the ups and downs in the market. Even U.S. Express was. That's why they got bought out for like $808 million, which was a really great deal for Knight Swift at the time, because their assets were worth more. You made money off of the transaction. The stock price was, shares were like below $3 or something. And so, you know, I think that that's an important theme to look under. The undercurrent theme of this is that, you know, one company is shaking up management by getting rid of a CEO through Knight Swift. Another company is showing trust and faith in management by promoting from within. Both companies are promoting from within. The person replacing David Jackson actually has a large merger and acquisition background, helped out with the U.S. Express deal. The name escapes me. You can find it in the press release. That's going to be another example of what is reading between the lines, because we have to do that with press releases and publicly traded companies. You would expect then, I always like to call it the new CEO move for both. You know, Ms. Simpson, as well as the next Knight Swift CEO, that we're going to see some either M&A activity or some movement and shakeups within the organization, because you do want to establish your brand and you want to hit the ground running, setting the tone for your new style. It's almost like college football is a really great analogy. The CEO is like the head coach. They want to make sure they have the right coordinators and the right assistants and everything, but for the sake of the program or for the company, you are turning the chapter. So you want to make sure that there's that faith in execution.
I love that college football reference, Thomas, and kind of how you said the CEO is the head coach, especially with J.B. Hunt adding maybe some new board members. You got to have that correct staff there, too, so that everybody's on the same page so that you're getting the result that you want. I also really love the story about Shelley Simpson starting out at the very bottom and really working her way all the way up to being now the CEO of J.B. Hunt. It's just a really good story, and she knows every single part of that company, and I think that she's going to do really well in that role.
Exactly. And, you know, when you look at it from a management perspective, when you are able to promote within and you've had tenured employees with multi-decade long experiences, your middle management and your upcoming staff and your talent is also thinking about that. Maybe I'll be the next Shelley Simpson. So you've got to imagine that. You know, I think a problem sometimes companies have is they'll bring in outsiders or they'll switch up the management teams if you're the CEO. It's kind of like firing. And I love the CEO to a college head coach analogy, because at the same time, a CEO, just like a head coach, doesn't always call all the plays. Sometimes they trust it to the coordinators or their VPs and their other parts of the organization. So the CEO can get a lot of flack. That's why, you know, Knight Swift, David Jackson stepping down is like having a few losing seasons, and then it decides that we're going to go in a different direction and bring in another coach or promote from within. So it's a similar situation. A lot of people think the CEO has this direct control over the day-to-day, but they're really managing those expectations, managing the brand, the face, the value. So I do think it's a big deal. I love to see a situation where both companies are confident enough in their bench that they're able to pull from within, as well as even a board of directors recognizing that let's get some fresh thoughts in here. And we're not afraid to bring in some outside board members that may challenge us and expect us to move in opposite directions just to try to get it. Trucking sometimes, it has a very tribal mentality, but it's really great to see more aspects coming in from the industry. It's becoming much more savvier, which, you know, back in the past, it really didn't have to move as much with technology and expectations. These market cycles are moving at a bigger frequency, more highs, more lows. You have to be nimble.
Thomas, it's all about getting your program or company in the right direction, and whether that be having to let a CEO slash head coach go or promote one up, those are always big moves that need to be made, and companies are always looking forward. It's been awesome having you here with us, Thomas. Can you kind of give us a little bit of a sneak preview about who's going to be coming on Loaded and Rolling next week?
Definitely. Fun one. Going to be David Spencer, VP of Market Intelligence at Arrive Logistics. I came from Arrive. I did a stint back over there. Wanted to learn and dive into how do brokerages work with large nationwide carriers. A lot of discourse has always been about small fleets and owner-operators, but there's a lot of fascinating differences in how brokerages approach carriers of different size, what this expectation is, and also get David's ideas of what's going on in the market. You know, he's been making multiple appearances at conferences. It's going to be a really great interview to look forward to.
Thomas, I am looking forward to that interview as well. When can people catch that? When is it going to air? When can people expect to see that on maybe YouTube or wherever?
We're hoping to air it next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. You can always find Loaded and Rolling live 2 p.m. Eastern, and then the newsletter Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern. That's right. We synced our times, folks. Get ready. You can check out the newsletter at freightwaves.com/loaded and rolling.
Thomas, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thanks again for being here with us, and we will talk to you next week.